Understand World Athletics tops your sports report today.
Kim, our starting line on the sunny side of sports is international athletics. The IAAF World Indoor Championships began Friday in Sopot, Poland. Look for neighbors Kenya and Ethiopia to once again lead the African campaign. At the last World Indoor Championships held in 2012 in Istanbul, Turkey, Ethiopia was third overall with five medals, while Kenya was fourth overall with four medals. The United States topped the table with 18 medals in Istanbul, while Britain was next with nine medals. The Kenyans have sent eight athletes to Poland, while the Ethiopians will be represented by 11 athletes. This three-day indoor competition is being held at the Ergo Arena in Poland. And if you check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page at facebook.com/VOA Sunny, you can see the sporty blue track in Sopot in one of the photos on my page. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Owuma, joins us now with a look at the African medal chances in Poland. Mark says a world record holder from Ethiopia is poised to be perhaps the big star at the World Indoor Championships.
On form, Ethiopian distant runner against Zebe Dibaba looks set to steal the limelight at the IAAF World Indoor Championship, which gets underway in Sopot, Poland today, Friday. The triple world record holder comes up against Kenyan defending champion Hellen Onsando Obiri in the women's 3,000 meters. Ethiopian defending champion Mohamed Aman seeks to defend his 800-meter title. Another Ethiopian, Hagos Gebrehiwet, is favorite to win the men's 3,000 meters. In the sprints, Muriela Hore, the world's fastest female 60-meter sprinter, seeks to win Ivory Coast's first-ever medal at the World Indoor Championships, while Nigeria's Regina George is a strong contender in the women's 400 meters. All finalists in each event will earn cash prizes ranging from $40,000 down to $6,000. In all, over $2.2 million in prize money is up for grabs at the three-day event.
The Voice of America. VOA. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
In National Basketball Association action Thursday night, the San Antonio Spurs scored a big 111-87 victory over the visiting Miami Heat in a rematch of last season's NBA Finals. Veteran star Tim Duncan, who celebrates his 38th birthday next month, once again showed he still is one of basketball's best players. The Spurs' big man Duncan led San Antonio with 23 points and 11 rebounds. And Tony Parker added 17 more points for San Antonio. Chris Bosh had a game-high 24 points for Miami, the two-time defending NBA champions. Heat star and teammate LeBron James had 19 points, but LeBron missed 12 of his 18 shots from the field. LeBron has been wearing a face mask recently to protect a broken nose, but he took off the mask early in the first half in San Antonio.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
And when you visit VOAnews.com, make sure you check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog, in which I write about a variety of sporty topics. My latest blog post is titled Beckenbauer Backs Libyan Football. German football great Franz Beckenbauer recently visited Libya and he threw his support behind the country hosting the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations tournament. While in Tripoli, Beckenbauer remembered a message from the late South African leader Nelson Mandela while highlighting what the Nations Cup can do for Libya.
Nelson Mandela, he said, following words, sports has the power to change the world. Football has the power to make a better world. This African Cup of Nations is a very, very famous competition. Beside the Europeans, the best players in the world having this competition. And so that means the whole world is watching the country. So it's the best promotion you ever can make for your country.
German football great Franz Beckenbauer speaking in Tripoli, Libya.
I believe that children everywhere should be free to grow to adulthood in health, peace, and dignity.
Pledge your support for children at www.gmfc.org.
Joining us once again for more knockout commentary is our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta. Good evening, Nnamdi.
And a good evening, Sonny.
Nnamdi, the top cable sports television network here in the USA, ESPN, the money behind a big boxing tournament, and it features some Ghanaian fighters.
Voice of America!
How about an update for our Voice of America listeners?
Sonny, what a nightmare. It was painful to watch. The first one where I was watching Yakubu Amidu going six rounds and then coming back for one more round, he got out-hustled by Chris Rod. Then on the same night, Samuel Nikkei got knocked out in the second round. Samuel Nikkei is an undefeated fighter from Africa. I mean, a good fighter. What happened in the first round, he got caught with a body shot. In the second round, he was complaining. And then another body shot, his legs were gone, and the referee had to jump in and save him. In lightweight division, two from Africa losing. The following week, Sena Agbeko, also from Ghana, undefeated, got staggered and got knocked out in the fourth round by Raymond Gatika. We were like, what's going on here, man? This is just our warriors from Africa being bombed on live TV.
Nnamdi, what do you attribute these surprising losses? What was the cause?
Well, in the case of the two undefeated fighters in Nikkei and Sena Agbeko, both came in from Africa with this undefeated record. And all the folks in the fight game who said, well, they fought a bunch of guys from the Moto Park. You know, they came in they came in with this undefeated record. Who did they fight? They fight their brothers and all that stuff. So, and here they go on TV and they got blown away by fighters they were expected to beat. So it just shows that what we do in Africa is totally different when you come to America. When you come to America, you are in the real fight.
Nnamdi, former world light heavyweight champion Antonio Tarver making headlines not in the ring, outside the ring. He's in trouble with the law, the man nicknamed the Magic Man.
He's a magic man.
Tell us about that.
Sonny, magic man behind bars, bro. he went on a four-day gambling binge, Sonny, in July 2012. In 4 days, he blew $200,000. What still blows my mind was that the casino kept giving him this money, and he kept writing the checks, and all the checks bounced. This is a man that made more than $10 million from his fights. He can't even post bail. So now they will send him back to Las Vegas. And when you mess with Las Vegas, you're definitely going to jail, man. So forget about fighting.
Nnamdi, I thought Tarver at one time was doing some boxing commentary on cable television.
Well, yes, he did all that for Showtime. But after the fight with Latif Kayode for the IBO cruiserweight title, he tested positive for banned substance. And then Showtime said, no, you can't come on TV and call fights if you have this cloud around you. So they fired him from that gig. And then, bang, this one with bad checks with the Wynn Casino in Las Vegas. I mean, that just, it's really, really bad. If you live large, you pay the price for living super large.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta.
Galala! Great show, bro.
This is the voice of America, Washington, D.C.
Finally, more African football news. Nigerian defender Leon Balogun is expected to be sidelined at least 8 weeks after breaking his left foot in Wednesday's friendly against Mexico. The 25-year-old Balogun came on as a second-half substitute in the scoreless draw at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. But his debut with the African champion Super Eagles was marred after he collided with an advertising board. Balogun is expected to have surgery soon in Germany, where he plays for the club Fortuna Dusseldorf. He says he's confident he'll get back.